Hello, you're listening to the podcast of Strides in Development of Medical Education Journal, published by Kerman University of Medical Sciences. I'm Dr. Amin Beksadeh.
And I'm Elma Sadr. In this program, we are going to present an article entitled Comparison of the Analytic Indices of In-Person versus Online Exams in an Iranian Medical University in the Academic Year 2020. Written by Reza Malekpour Afshar, Reza Shojaipour, Payam Khazaeli, Azam Bazrafshan, Amin Beksadeh, and Mahmoud Reza Dehghani. This article was published in Volume 17 in 2020.
Background. Currently, many medical universities in Iran use e-learning programs to educate and evaluate students. This teaching and assessment method is highly significant during the coronavirus epidemic.
Objectives. The present study was conducted to compare the analytic indices of in-person versus online exam at Kerman University of Medical Sciences, KMUS, Iran.
Methods. This descriptive analytical cross-sectional study was conducted in 2020. The study samples included all exams given at the KMUS and midterm exam scores obtained from in-person and online courses in the first and second semesters in the academic year 2019 to 2020. The exams were selected based on courses, and the same courses were offered both in person and online. Thus, only one group was studied. Course exam indicators, including difficulty and discriminative index, were examined. Data analyzed using SPSS software version 22.
Results. The mean of the difficulty index related to in-person and online exam were 0.62 plus minus 0.1 and 0.68 plus minus 0.1, respectively. P equals 0.01. The mean of the discriminative index related to in-person, 0.30 plus minus 0.07, and online, 0.33 plus minus 0.08 exams had no statistically significant difference, P greater than 0.05. The frequency of easy questions in online exams was significantly higher, 55% versus 43%, P equals 0.008. The frequency of questions with an appropriate discriminative index was significantly higher for in-person exams compared to online exams, 58% versus 54%, P equals 0.01.
Conclusion. The difficulty index was acceptable and appropriate for both in-person and online exams. Both exams had appropriate quality according to the discriminative index. Therefore, it seems that e-learning programs and assessments can be a good alternative to in-person teaching in emergencies.
Keywords: online education, student evaluation, coronavirus, online exam, difficulty index, discriminative index.
Thanks for listening. This episode was edited and mixed down by Elnaz Amini. You are listening to SDME series of podcasts. To find out more, visit our website www.sdme.kmu.ac.ir.
Stay tuned and bye for now.